My name is Nicolas Weyers. I'm the producer of the festival Balkan Traffic, but mainly my first job is TV directing. And my favorite type of film is documentaries.
But you also take photographs.
And also I take photographs, documentary photographs, yes.
Now, this show is called Surrounded by Criminals. Who are these men who have these amazing tattoos, and what's their story?
They were part of a fraternity named the Vorzakonye, the thief in law. It was very common in the Soviet Union. It's collapsed during the perestroika end of the 90s. Then all the guys that I met during the last 4 years, during a type of immersion on their own bubble, are like old guys. They still have the tattoo. And all the tattoo represent something about their criminality, about their past, about their history. And they all spent approximately 30 years in jail. It could be just for stealing stuff, but also real criminality like killing people. But under that law, there is no rape. They cannot steal stuff from all the people.
So they're thieves in law, and they have a very specific set of rules about what they can and can't do. You saw these people in Moldova, is that right?
Yeah, between Moldova, border with Ukraine, either, and the Transnistria, which is part of Moldova. Then there was approximately 135 portraits, split between 6 locations. Here we are in the Bourse. There was around 35-40 portraits, and each of them represents, first of all, a person, a face. Obviously, you can have a look on all the diversity of the tattoos, mainly the stars, for example, or the spider, which all mean something specific about their job. If they were thief, or if they were just criminal, or if they were hooligan, the guy who are recovering the money, for example, the guy who go to shoot
in force.
Yeah, in force. And sometimes there was a type of hypocrisy of the society. And thanks to the photo, it's not only to show something beautiful graphically, very strange outside of our bubble of life, but also to think about what's the real criminality.
These tattoos protected them in the old days, but protected them from whom?
This tattoo signified that they were part of a fraternity, which means that they were all together. Thanks to the tattoo, they can show, even without awards, which level they had in the hierarchy. And it was a way for them to get a type of more freedom inside the jail.
And so now they're on the street.
Yeah. And that's also very interesting for me because they were good, but now they live like trash in the street because the tattoo protect them perhaps 25 years ago. But now it means nothing for them. Then even few of them, they burn the tattoo because the people in Moldova, they know what it means to have a juvenile drink. It means directly that you were in jail for something bad. Then it's true that now they are really living on the street, and there is another interesting stuff. It's the second cycle. I mean, there was a few pictures of not teenager, but a young woman and young guy on my pictures. They are part of that cycle of criminality. They born on that criminality bubble, and they continue the criminality, but without the rules. That's also very interesting because they are continuing if they want or they don't want. The fact is that they live on that, they born on that, they will continue.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sure.